Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, when we continue with the halachos of Kiddush. And we are discussing what type of wine should be used for Kiddush. So the Mechaber paskens, beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Beis, that you should not make Kiddush on Yayin Megula. That means Yayin that was left uncovered. And the Mishmaru explains, even though today we're not worried about Gilu, we're not worried about snakes, but there's a new problem here. And it's avoiding the paskens. The two problems would be is that if you leave wine uncovered, sometimes it loses some of its taste and smell. And number two, if you leave it open, some dirt might have fell in or some bugs might have fell in. And therefore, since you wouldn't serve such wine, such inferior wine that was left open, you would not serve it to a mechubadigah person. Therefore, you don't use it for kiddush either. As the pasuk, akrivu na l'pasecha v'malache, gives musa to the Eden that they were giving like wounded animals as kabanas, and says, you wouldn't serve this to your chashuva friend. You'd serve it to Hashem. So here also, we are very careful to use chashuva wine for kiddush. Now, Mishmaru says that if it's only megula, it's only uncovered for a small amount of time, there's no akpada, because it doesn't have those two reasons. But what's called a shamu'etes? Some wanted to say that if it's 3-4 hours, it's fine, because we find by the Seder night, we say the Haggadah, and we leave the cup of wine uncovered, and we're not worried about it. But Rabbi Shlomo said it's not a raya, because there, since you're saying the Haggadah, it's like one long amira, one long kiddush, so that's not a raya. But upon him, it's not clear what's a shamu'etes. So if you look at the Paiskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, and others, they come out like this, that if it goes overnight uncovered, or if it loses some of its taste, then it's definitely possible for kiddush. But if it's in the refrigerator and it's uncovered, it could be it's better because no chashash and he bugs out into it. But like upon him, if it's left outside the refrigerator, uncovered overnight, you should not make kiddush on such wine. Now another halacha brought down is, it's a machlokes actually, but we paskin that you cannot make kiddush on stam yenam. Stam yenam means wine that a guy touched. You're not sure he used it for Avodah Zarah, he just touched the wine. And if you moved the bottle of wine and he might have shook it, l'shem Avodah Zarah, that's also called stam yenam. In actuality, if you watch the guy moving the wine and you see he didn't touch the wine, there could be a tzaddis mutter, but it's out of the scope of this halacha of Hilchos Kiddush. That's more goes into the halachas of Yayin Nesech. Now, there's a minhag brought down in the Shlah that if a guy looks at wine, so then you should not drink the wine. He brings down a mitzvah v'sefer time and mitzvahs, a minig v'sikin, shafil b'riyas ha-goy, yayin lo yhoyu reitzim l'shtoiz. Even if the guy looked at the wine, they didn't want to drink it, even though he didn't touch the wine, because they're worried, maybe he desired the wine, had plans of using that wine for Avodah Zarah, and therefore, once he was mitzayer b'sichloy, he saw it in his mind, they didn't use this for Avodah Zarah, they didn't want to use that wine anymore because he looked at the wine. They didn't want to drink the wine. And it's a midas chasidus, he says, it's a midas chasidus to be makbar on this. So some have the minig that they won't use wine for kiddush that a guy looked at. Now, this halacha might be even if the wine is sealed in a bottle. As long as they looked at the wine, it'll be a problem. But so everyone has different type of minhagim. Some have a minig dafka was open. Some don't have a minig at all. Balak upon him, everyone's doing what the minig is. But there is a minig in the shlah brought down that if a guy looks at the wine, it becomes us to drink. And some have his minig that's also for kiddush. Now, like we said in the other shir, there's something called mavushal wine. Now, if wine is mavushal, a lot of poskim hold there's no problem of yayin nesach and such wine. And what's called mavushal? So, the our wine is pasteurized, but there's machlokes, what's the shir that's called mavushal? Moshe Feinstein held the shir was 175 degrees, according to Selma Rav, was 212 degrees. Balak upon him, if the yayin is mavushal, there is a makom to mekel if the guy touches it, because if it's yayin mavushal, there's no problem of Yayin Nesach, Lafi, a lot of places.